All right, so my name is Najee. I'm here with the Wrestling Heroes Insider and Insiders podcast. I also host NXT with Najee. I'm here with Nia Jax. I have a couple quick questions for you. All right, first question is, how does it feel to be back in the company full-time after taking time off? Do you feel re-energized?
Oh, yes. I feel incredible. I feel like I'm very centered in myself, and so this is just the icing on top, and I'm so glad to be back.
That's amazing. We love having you back. It's great to see
you
back out there. Second question. The Rock just joined the board of directors at TKO, and Roman and the Bloodline are still on fire. And your cousin Jay is doing his thing on Raw. How does it feel to have your family in such a prominent position in the entire wrestling business?
I mean, so the great thing about my family is that in real life, they're super humble. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been working so hard for so long that, like, now it's just they're reaping the benefits of all their hard work. And it's really great to see, because I know that they're just incredible people. And, you know, I can't wait to see where this whole story takes them.
Oh, yeah. Do you think you'll be joining the Bloodline anytime soon?
No, I like doing my own thing. But you know what? I love watching them. If they ever need me, of course, I'll jump right
for sure.
Mess somebody up. But
I love it.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Yeah, like, we're here for it.
You know, but right now I'm just enjoying watching it.
Well, that's all I got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to me, and good luck tomorrow. All right, very nice to meet you.
We are here live at the Royal Rumble. Bright and early with big man Bronson Reed right here. Just in case you didn't know, this is the Whip Show, the Wrestling Heroes and Insider podcast. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. You know, just getting excited and ready for tomorrow's big event.
Heck yeah, my bro. All right, so I got a couple questions for you. I'll keep it short and sweet.
Yeah.
So how excited are you for Elimination Chamber, it being in your home country and all? Did you think the WWE would ever do anything like that?
No, I'm very excited. I knew there was going to be a time and place where WWE did return to Australia, but I never thought it'd be on the scale. You know, it's on a huge stadium, it's a PLE, it's on the road to WrestleMania, so I'm super excited for that event.
So can we expect any big things out of Big Bronson Reed?
I hope so. I'm not too sure yet, but if I'm there, of course I'm going to make title waves.
I hope so, brother. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So, I myself am an NXT guy. I just recently started going to the shows live. Unfortunately, I didn't get to catch any of your matches live. But if you could say that there's one thing about NXT in that crowd that you miss, what would it be?
I think it's a special crowd. You know, I was talking about it before. It is a studio audience.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of the same people returning every week. But it makes it special because they get to know the talent and get to see the talent come up and, you know, develop themselves and become what they want to be. So it's a very special place to wrestle.
Yes, sir. Do you have your own personal favorite match?
If I have to pick my personal favorite match from NXT, it's got to be when I won the North American Championship, which was against Johnny Gargano in a steel cage.
Yes, sir. And that was a classic. Please don't ever let anybody tell you different. That's all I got for you, my friends. Very nice to meet you, man. Good luck this weekend, brother. Hope to see you destroy some people tomorrow.
Time for an interview. I'm not doing an interview next to her, dude.
Oh, Lord.
Talk about it.
Look at this.
What? Still
What's
in your
going
thunder.
On here? I'm happy I got to be a part of that moment. Hello, friends, and welcome to NXT with Najee, a part of the Whip Show, Wrestling and Heroes Insiders podcast. We're here with Shayna Baszler, who just looks extremely happy that she just got her interview interrupted by Nia Jax. Can you believe that?
So dumb. She doesn't even know the cool things I know.
And that's why we're about to talk about some of these cool things, because my questions are video game related.
Oh, nice. She wouldn't know anything about this stuff. Just keep that in mind when you're picking favorites.
All right, so here's my first question is, where does your loyalty lie? Xbox, PlayStation, or PC?
Okay, so PC Master Race.
I had a feeling.
But in saying that, I have to say Xbox, but really my Xbox is more of a Netflix machine.
That's right.
Because I have a PC, right? And
mostly
everything Xbox is PC.
So it's basically like having like it's just a streaming device.
Yeah, more or less for now.
Yeah.
That's a shame to say, but yeah.
It's all right, though. But now we know. In case you didn't know, we now
PC
know.
Master Race, Steam Deck, this is my ecosystem.
See, I'm a PlayStation person, so I'm a little hurt. But it's okay. It's okay. I understand.
It's great exclusives, though. I can't argue with
it. All right. Next question. Favorite video game of all time? Any console ever?
So there's a way I'll answer this is my first favorite video game ever was Final Fantasy VII. So I'm on the PlayStation. You have to turn it upside down to get the disc to play. You know, stand up late. It's the first game that I emotionally invested in, where I was like, Like, so I think that, I don't know, the remake is happening, so I'm glad for that, because I don't know that many of this generation of gamers would be able to grind the way you have to grind on an old school RPG, but
100 plus hours only.
Yeah. More modern, I'm going to lean Knights of the Old Republic and Bioshock.
Those are good. My favorite is Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh, that's good too.
Those are my favorite games of all time. If you could pick your favorite Kingdom Hearts game out of the three, which one would you pick?
I gotta go OG. I gotta go one, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Simon. Yeah, I can't even talk right. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy non-interview schedule to come interview with
me. Yeah, I know. I was just standing around not doing anything.
She's doing nothing. She didn't even want to talk to anybody. It's crazy. Yeah. Sitting right out of her shop. All right, well, thank you so much. It was very nice to meet you. Peace out. I'm here with Miss Ivy Nile herself, aka the Pitbull. Got a flex on him. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are
good,
you?
Good, good. Let me see if I can find out my fun questions for you here.
The NXT?
NXT. Cool. I was going to say, I'm there every single Tuesday, and I've got to watch you for the last, like, 6 months.
Where do you sit?
Usually right hard cam every single week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're in there. We're that loud, rowdy bunch.
Chance?
Yep, that's the... Oh. I miss that every week that I see you come on TV.
You gotta teach Raw, man.
I know,
you
we
gotta
will.
Teach them, because I'm out there and I'm like, where's my people doing my dance? Like, come
I
on.
Know. You gotta let them know they're gonna beat that.
Like, is that what you say, by
yeah,
the way?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I thought so, but I just wanted to check.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
So, I was blessed to watch your final moments on NXT. I got to see your lovely speech that you came out and gave to us on Level Up one of your last couple of weeks there. How do you think, how do you feel getting that push that you feel, that some of us feel that you finally deserve on Raw, getting pushed so quickly as soon as you got there?
Yeah, you know, I've been saying this to a bunch of people, you know, you go from watching, you know, I love NXT, you know, I fully committed myself to it. But, you know, I also kept my eye on Raw and SmackDown because that's the goal, right? So you go from watching it every single Monday, every single Friday, and you're always like, maybe one day, you know, like, I'll make that walk maybe one day. And, like, next thing you know, me and the Creeds are up there, and we debuted on Raw. And, like, not that it took the magic away, but it's just like, this is it. Like, I go from watching it to being on it, you know, and, like, I let myself feel that emotion and, like, understand, like, what this means. It's, like, it's a whole nother opportunity. It's, like, all these pay-per-views you can be a part of and, like, oh, it's amazing. I can go on and on.
Oh, I love it. I'm so happy for you.
Thank
just
you.
So you know, we're all
thank
rooting
you.
For you.
I miss NXT, too.
We
but
miss
like,
y'all weekly.
Oh, man. I miss you guys. Like, the whole camaraderie of everything. I still watch it every Tuesday.
All right, so next question is, what drives Ivy Nile? You're one of a kind, and it definitely shows through your work. So what pushes you? What wakes you up in the morning and gets you going?
So, you know, growing up, I'm a small-town Tennessee girl. You know, I was homeschooled growing up, and so, like, there wasn't much that drove me other than, you know, I just had a dream, but honestly, I didn't know what that was. Other than I wanted to get out of Tennessee and, like, make a name for myself. And, you know, it's just a testament that no matter how hard I worked and had no dream in sight that something was going to happen. So I just know that it's to be true. And, you know, even though I don't know what holds for me in the next year with Raw, I just know that I'm going to be ready and hard work always pays off. And it's just been a testament so many times in my life. And it's really inspiring for myself.
I love that. Thank you so much for taking
thank
the time
you.
To talk to me. It's
aww.
Very nice to finally meet you in person. Thank you, thank you.
I hope you can teach Raw how to dance.
I definitely will. Standing here with Julius Creed, member of the Creeds. How you doing today, man?
Good, how are you?
Doing pretty good, my brother. I got a couple questions for you.
All right, hit me with it.
So, the arrival of the Creeds has been nothing but amazing. The energy at every arena is insane, but do you ever catch yourself missing that NXT energy?
Of course. You know, I think no matter where you go, no matter what fine dining restaurant you go to, you always miss Mama's home cooking,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And NXT became home for us. We were there, you know, down there performing on TV for about 2 years, so, you know, starting to get used to that, starting to really feel like home, and to leave that, you know, as much as we appreciate and love and enjoy the fine dining, that's the finest that the world has to offer, NXT will always be home, so yeah, we do miss that a little bit.
I was actually blessed enough to be there for Halloween Havoc in that ladder match, brother, and that was absolutely insane.
That was a fun one.
House down.
I appreciate that.
No problem, brother. Okay, so, during your Greco-Roman wrestling days, what would you do during your warm-ups? Everybody has a routine or a song. I myself am a former wrestler 15 years. I know my routine was like
a godsend to me. So what do you think your routine was?
I tried to break all superstition around my sophomore year of college. At one point, I had a song, I had a set routine, I had everything. And then if I didn't get the song to go to the right place, if I didn't get the right routine, it started to get in your head and start to mess with you the way that you would compete. So I went away from all that and just tried to base it on how I was feeling. If I was feeling low, I tried to get high. If I was feeling high, I tried to get low. And I knew that baseline of where I needed to be to compete, and I use those things now to go out and perform, which is pretty cool.
I love it. Thank you so much. Let's see. How easy or complicated do you find it to come up with some of these double team moves that you two have? Is it something that you've always kind of just been clicked with, like the chemistry's just always been there?
Man, before I have a recallable memory, we were watching the product. You know, we were watching the Monday Night Wars. I don't know why our parents were letting us do it at the time, but they were. So it's been ingrained in both of us. You know, we weren't born into the business. We weren't brought up into the business, but I do think that we were built for this business. We were maybe... you know, kind of like the blueprint for it. So we've watched since we could, you know, walk. We've thrown bodies before we could read or write. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, he's a super creative dude. If you get to talk to him, he's kind of out of his mind. So you put his out of his mind with my very much being in my right mind together, and you get to create some special things. So it's very easy.
Yeah. Okay, man. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, man. Have a great night.
Thank you very much.
I'm sitting here with Miss Maxine Dupree. All right, just a couple questions for you. Let's see. How does it feel to go from the Maximum Male Models, where we didn't get to see you that much in the ring, to being with Alpha Academy, and we're almost getting to see you in the ring on a weekly basis? How does that feel?
Yeah, it's unreal. Like, I cannot believe that I'm in this position in such a short amount of time. And just to get to continue to grow and evolve and be given opportunities is something I will forever be grateful for. And I love being with Alpha Academy. I love that I get to be goofy. I get to be me. I get to wear fun, sparkly outfits. Like, what more could you want to do?
Speaking of sparkly, fun outfits, do you think you'll ever get a chance to add a sparkly, you know, maybe some sparkly attire to your waist someday?
I look good in gold, people. I'm waiting.
Which one would you prefer? The women's champion on SmackDown or the women's champion on Raw, if you had a choice?
You know, I would love to face Mommy again. We need a little mother showdown.
I believe it. I think you got her this time around.
Thank you. I've been training. You know, I might need a few more months of training before I can really stand a chance, but I think that with time.
All right. Well, I believe you're in good hands with Master Gable. So
I am.
I'm going to let you get on with the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking a few seconds to chat with me. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, friends, how's everybody doing? I'm here with Alpha Academy. My name is Najee. I'm the host of NXT with Najee, a part of the WIP show, the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast. This is like a dream come true for me.
I don't think you guys understand this. You're like my hero.
Wow. Okay,
I wrestled for 15 years of my life, and just seeing both of y'all come up the way that you have has been just crazy inspiring for me.
I have a really big favor to ask at the end of this interview, but I'm going to start with my questions first, if that's all right.
Favors and questions, baby.
Oh, yeah.
One pot.
All right. So, what is your mental training routine like before a match for the both of you?
Mental? I don't know. We just kind of joke around. We don't do too much. I've done that always since amateur wrestling. I don't get too serious before matches. I like to keep it chill. It's more physical for us. We just got to get shiny, grease up, get drenched. Basically, that's why we walk out soaking wet every time. We spend a lot of time spraying each other with spray bottles.
Yeah, it's got to be like a mentality, a switch before you go out that curtain, baby. So I can't remember anything anyway. So just better to relax and go out there during the battle, baby.
All right, next question. I myself, like I said, am a former wrestler in high school, coach for a little while. I'm about the same size as you. What advice would you give to somebody like me, this size, trying to grow into the wrestling world?
Don't make the mistake I did initially, which is like trying to think that you're going to be this big tough guy that, because of your background, amateur wrestling, that comes in and just wrecks everybody, even if you can. Because people don't want to see that, man. People want to see someone overcoming things, fighting from underneath, you know, being an underdog, especially guys our size and smaller guys. So that's something that benefited me when I finally learned it and accepted it along the way. You know, just be the underdog, embrace it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, last question. Favorite singles title, regardless of what era it is? Go.
Oh, wow. Dude, my favorite title going back was the WCW TV title back in like 97, 98. I just love how much it was defended. I loved how it looked. I used to get WOW magazine and I wanted to order it so bad, but those things were so freaking expensive back then. But I loved that title, man.
Yeah, how about you, mister?
I have a couple of titles. The Agitator one was just like the eagle and like the three worlds on it. Was so cool. And then the second one was the Hardcore Tugs. I remember asking my parents if I could get this title because, you know, it was awesome. You know, hardcore match.
Yeah.
Mom goes, want me to buy that piece of shit? They asked $300 for this hardcore title. Oh, yeah.
I love
hardcore
it.
Title.
All right. So here's the moment of truth, my friend.
I brought something near and dear to my heart. Now I hope that you can sign them for me. 1 second. These babies is going through 6 years of wrestling with me.
Thank you guys so much for having me and talking with you. Good luck tomorrow night. Thank you.